Andre, A-N-D-R-E, last name GUARDADO, 9/11, 66, 113. Okay. This is a 7-year-old young man, comes in with a rash on his foot. He also has had some rash around his penis and some off and on rash around his abdominal wall. Period. In the paragraph, the only thing I can see today is the rash on his feet is consistent with piteous infection. He's been walking around barefoot. I see nothing on his penis. There's no evidence of fungal infection on the penis. Nevertheless, because of the complaint of rash on the penis in a young child, I believe the blood sugar was 113 to the non-fasting day just 8. He's alert. He's awake. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Social, no smoking to exposure. Allergy, none. Family history, none. Contributory, but mom has similar symptoms. COVID immunization, none. Regular immunization, up to date. Mom and dad are here. They don't smoke around the child. 70 pounds, 100%, 98, 20, 108, 114 over 69, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, true JVD, skin shows rash as was described on his toes, both sides, and some on his knee. No other rash was seen. Number one, piteous corpus, number one. Number two, rash. Number three, I like to treat him with a combination of nystatin and triamcinolone. Mom knows that steroids do not go on the face, eyelid, and or penis. And she knows how to mix them up and use them. Next time is blood sugar stable. Next time is to call me in 3 days or 5 days to give me a report as far as how the rash is doing. Thank you.